Taipei. Taiwan has unveiled a sweeping subsidy package aimed at reversing its record low birth rates and supporting families, as the island nation grapples with the challenges of becoming a super-aged society. The cabinet approved a plan that will provide standardized cash payouts to families for each newborn and expand government coverage of infertility treatments. Under the new policy, families will receive $3,320, 108,000 New Taiwan dollars, per child, while those welcoming twins will qualify for nearly $7,000, 216,000 New Taiwan dollars. Previously, payouts ranged from $1,300 to $2,300 depending on the mother's employment status. Taiwan officially entered super-aged society status in 2025, with more than 20% of its population aged 65 or older. The fertility crisis has deepened steadily over the past decade, with 2024 marking the ninth consecutive year of declining birth rates. Taiwan's total fertility rate in 2022 stood at just 0.87 children per woman, one of the lowest in the world, far below the 2.1 replacement level considered necessary to sustain population size. The demographic pressures are urgent. Without decisive action, Taiwan faces long-term challenges in sustaining its workforce and social welfare systems, Minister Chen Shih-chung said, noting that the subsidies are expected to benefit more than 120,000 families. Beyond direct payouts, the plan also extends assistance to couples struggling with infertility. Women under the age of 39 will be eligible for subsidies covering up to 6 attempts at in vitro fertilization, IVF, while women aged 39 to 45 will receive support for their first 3 attempts. Low- and middle-income households will qualify for nearly $5,000 per IVF attempt, easing the high costs of treatment. Taiwan's initiative mirrors measures introduced by its regional neighbors facing similar demographic pressures. In Hong Kong, parents receive over $2,500 per newborn, while South Korea provides more than $2,200 to families after their second child. Despite such efforts, both societies continue to battle falling fertility rates, highlighting the difficulty of reversing long-term demographic trends. The new measures, which represent one of the most ambitious family support packages in Taiwan's history, are set to take effect in January 2026.